As you've said, you've worked in the past for the Alternative Information Network. Is this kind of organization one way which really can work, or which works currently?
Why AIM was important? It was important because it was established at the time when old Yugoslavia, Yugoslav state, disintegrated, and there was no normal information flow between the countries, former parts, republics of Yugoslavia, and there was war. There was war in Croatia and Bosnia. So there was no regular and there was no reliable information coming to the Serbian audience from Croatia, Slovenia, Bosnia, and vice versa. AIM was established exactly in this crisis moment in 1993 as a computer-based network of independent journalists from different parts of the disintegrated country. And it was very important because it was the only mechanism that at that moment enabled a regular information exchange between parts of the country which were in the war. It was all the other media were suppressed, all the media were controlled, and it was this new computer technology that enabled this uninterrupted flow of information to go on without the governments being able to stop it. The aim of this Alternative Information Network was exactly to reestablish this normal communication flow which was interrupted by the war, and to feed with it the small existing independent media which couldn't have a direct access to, let's say, information in Croatia. Serbian information media didn't have their correspondence in Croatia. So AIM was the agency which supplied feature articles, not just news, to independent media in other parts, not only in Serbia, but in all other parts of former Yugoslavia. Another important characteristic of this network was that it insisted on analytical approach to developments. So it could always provide background information of events which the audience was not introduced with, because the facts were very questionable, because there was no this normal information flow.
How many journalists are working for this network, are when I have done the research of AIM, I've seen that the journalists also get some money for their work, so they don't have to be dependent on other media, so they can work independently. How many journalists are working for this network?
When it started, it comprised about 30 journalists, independent journalists from all over former Yugoslavia. Now the network has grown up a lot, and it collaborates with more than 100 journalists from all parts of former Yugoslavia. It is a very decentralized network. It doesn't have. It is one of a very rare information media outlets that functions without editor-in-chief, for example. It is only a coordinator based in Paris, while these regional offices in Slovenia, in Croatia, in Bosnia, in Serbia, in Macedonia, in Montenegro, in Kosovo, function in the way that there are editors in these regional offices who stimulate journalists, local journalists, to write texts for AIM. It is mainly financed by European bodies, by independent donators from European Commission, for example, than by different NGOs from Europe. And this was a way they provide their information without charge to independent media. So this means that this is one kind of helping the independent media in not only in Serbia but in other parts of former Yugoslavia as well. So one function that AIM served through all this time was exactly to enable journalists who didn't have other job because they either were expelled from their controlled media or left them because they didn't want to be government propagandists, they wanted to work as journalists, to enable them to perform their work professionally and be paid for it, some that will enable them to live from this work.